The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to the Samaritan town of Sychar, near the land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well is there, and Jesus, tired by the journey, sat straight down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "What? You are a Jew, and you ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" Jews, in fact, do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus replied, "If you only knew what God is offering, and who it is that it is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water." "You have no bucket, sir," she answered, "and the well is deep. How could you get this living water? Are you a greater man than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself with his sons and his cattle?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will get thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. The water that I shall give will turn into a spring inside him, welling up to eternal life." "Sir," said the woman, "give me some of that water, so that I may never get thirsty and never have to come here again to draw water." "Go and call your husband," said Jesus to her, "and come back here." The woman answered, "I have no husband." He said to her, "You are right to say, 'I have no husband.' For although you've had five, the one you have now is not your husband. You spoke the truth there." "I see you are a prophet, sir," said the woman. "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, while you say that Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour will come, in fact, it is here already, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is the kind of worshipper the Father wants. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah, that is Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us everything." "I who am speaking to you," said Jesus, "I am he." At this point, his disciples returned and were surprised to find him speaking to a woman, so none of them asked, "What do you want from her?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman put down her water jar and hurried back to the town to tell the people, "Come and see a man who has told me everything I ever did. I wonder if he is the Christ." This brought people out of the town, and they started walking towards him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, do have something to eat." But he said, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples asked one another, "Has someone been bringing him food?" But Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete his work. Have you not got a saying, 4 months and then the harvest?' Well, I tell you, look around. Look at the fields. Already they are white, ready for the harvest. Already the reaper is being paid his wages. Already he is bringing in the grain for eternal life, and thus sower and reaper rejoice together. For here the proverb holds good: one sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap a harvest you had not worked for. Others worked for it, and you have come into the rewards of their trouble. Many Samaritans of that town had believed in him on the strength of the woman's testimony when she said, "He told me all I have ever done." So, when the Samaritans came up to him, they begged him to stay with him. He stayed for 2 days, and when he spoke to them, many more came to believe, and they said to the woman, "Now we no longer believe because of what you told us. We have heard him ourselves, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel, we come across a dialogue that shows the contrast of man and woman, Jew and Samaritan, lost and to be saved. The dialogue starts by Jesus asking the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink," at Jacob's well, and the initial banter that develops between the two. It shows misunderstanding, deliberate, by using water to satisfy thirst and living water that satisfies the need for eternal salvation. It shows ambiguity by referring to 5 husbands as metaphorically being the 5 religions of the Samaritans. The dialogue continues and ends with the disciples' return. "Go, call your husband and come back," is a completely unexpected change of subject. The discussion so far deals with the daily experience of having to get water from a well and to keep alive, and the need to do so frequently and continuously. The offer of Jesus to give her living water is taken up eagerly. Whether she realizes that it is an image of the Holy Spirit at this stage is doubtful, but not impossible. The answer of Jesus to get her husband could refer to the fact that a woman, as was the custom, had to be taught by her lawful husband. Therefore, Jesus would be happy to instruct her husband, whom she is told to get, and come back for this very purpose. Her reply is, "I do not have a husband." The answer of Jesus is sympathetic, not only at the beginning, but also at the end of the response, and also repeats her exact words for emphasis, followed by a correction or explanation, that it is not one husband, but 5 husbands we are talking about. "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." By this, Jesus gives her all the credit she deserves. She is an honest woman, truthful and truly interested in what Jesus has offered her. His comment also shows that this information is not a repetition of what he has learned from her, but to show her his supernatural knowledge. She recognizes that for what it is and responds by saying, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet." At the same time, the reference to her 5 husbands and the current man in her life is now also seen as a metaphor for the Samaritans as a people. For the dialogue now takes another unexpected turn when the woman says to him, "Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." For the woman's personal life parallels that of her nation. For 5 invading nations had intermarried with the people of the northern kingdom, Samaria. This had the result that in addition to worshipping the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham and Jacob, they also had adopted the cults of these 5 idols, or Baals. The latter word translated from Hebrew means "sir" or "husband," another ambiguity. The mountain she refers to is Mount Gerizim, and the Samaritans worship God there indeed to this very day. This morning I had a look at the internet, and there is quite an interesting story on that. It's a World Heritage Site for UNESCO. Furthermore, the Samaritans are also expecting the Messiah. Perhaps now already the thought of Jesus being the Savior they have been waiting for forms in her mind. If so, the response of Jesus, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem," is an invitation to her to believe that Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of her and her people. The use of the word woman is the only time that Jesus speaks in this fashion and emphasizes the importance on the personal appeal that it is one's individual belief that marks one as a follower of Jesus. And so it is for us Christians. Jesus calls us too, personally, to worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. God is the Father of the Son, the Messiah, who will reveal himself in a moment to the woman at the well, whose faith developed from unbeliever to believer, and together with her fellow Samaritans, is offered the salvation promised in Deuteronomy, from the Jews as a descendant of King David in the form of Jesus, with whom she continues and concludes the dialogue that leaves no doubt that Jesus is indeed him, saying, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." The Samaritan woman believes Jesus. She now has a complete faith in Jesus as her Savior, taking him on his own word, and has no doubt whatsoever that he is indeed the Messiah.